listening to your new best friends podcast. And here are your hosts, Tabby and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new best friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
Springtime.
It's springtime, Michael.
Springtime.
I know. I've been
Tabby,
so excited
Mike,
about this.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Mm.
It feels weird being back in the car, like after we took a little hiatus and we had the bonus material episode. It feels nice.
I enjoyed my time.
I bet you did. I bet you did. Well, you know, we ended up doing the our guest appearance on Convo Series last week, so we kind of still did record, even though we didn't record for us.
Yes, this will be late, but please go over and check it out over there.
That's
You'll
true.
Love it.
And we'll likely put that up as a bonus episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, yeah. Springtime.
Springtime. The flowers are not... Are they doing anything yet?
No.
Okay.
No. The trees aren't blooming yet. Almost, though.
I saw
we need to get through April, because then it's like April
cherry
showers.
Cherry blossoms are coming out.
And that'll happen for, like, 2 weeks, where, like, your car is going to be covered in the cherry blossom mm-hmm. leaves, and then they just go away for the rest of the year. And you're like, that was nice. That was nice while it came out.
Pollen's a problem already for me.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a video on TikTok where, like, a tree was falling. Someone was cutting down a tree, and you just watched this, like, plume of pollen come out. And I was like, oh, my God.
I didn't think you could see pollen.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's that dust on your car when you come outside in
the
morning.
Oh, the yellow dust?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the pollen.
Oof.
Can you imagine? That's just, like, up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking around.
Just floating around, pissing people off.
Ruining days.
It really does. My nights and mornings are horrendous.
I didn't realize you were that badly affected.
Yeah, I snort like a pug whenever pollen's around.
You know they sell stuff, right? It's like over the counter.
Over the county?
Yeah, there's like a little bee, you know? He's like one of the sponsors.
I saw
something.
I think
Antonio Banderas was the voice of him.
Well, I'm thinking about the cat on Shrek.
Yeah.
That's the guy?
That's Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
And he did the voice of the bee.
The guy who does a cat and a bee.
Yes.
Not on Shrek, though.
No, the bee's not on Shrek. The bee is on allergy commercials from the 2000s.
Do you know the name of it?
Zyrtec, Claritin, it's one of those.
Claritin works pretty well.
Yeah. By the way, remember how you and I were talking about the sexy guy who I was comparing myself to?
No.
Yes, yes, the sexy Spanish guy, and then you started showing me pictures of what he would look like, and I was like, oh, that's not who I envisioned. And
oh, yeah.
What was the name of them? Rico Suave.
Yes.
Antonio Banderas is who I would think.
Is Rico Suave.
100%, yes.
Rico was built nice.
And can't you see Antonio Banderas as Rico Suave?
Well, not modern day.
Why, because he's old?
Clearly, yeah.
Oh.
No.
He's like George Clooney, you know what I mean? He ages
no.
like a fine wine. Oh. What?
No.
I haven't seen him, to
George
be fair.
Is George.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. There's very few old guys that just season just right, and George is one of them.
Okay, it's George. I'm going to put Antonio Banderas on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna, Brad Pitt?
He's getting there.
He's getting there.
Yeah.
Who else?
Which old guy got delicious?
Jamie Foxx is getting...
He doesn't look that old, though.
No, but he's older.
Yes.
He's an older dude.
He's humping up on Katie Holmes now, I think.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Here's that.
Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise? I'm not a fan of his.
I'm not a fan of him, but yeah, he is aging like a fine fucking wine. Man, that guy's not changed. Scientology's doing him wonders.
I'd love to lick him.
No, seriously, though. That guy, he's doing great. He looks exactly the same. Keanu Reeves?
Keanu.
That guy hasn't changed like much at all, really.
No, that is 100%. I mean... If we're just like Jason Bateman, he hasn't changed at all.
He looks pretty good for his age.
Paul Rudd's up there, and I know
he looks pretty good too.
Yeah.
So a lot of old white men.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Are you shocked?
Kinda. I feel like white doesn't age well.
White cracks all the time.
Yeah.
That's the other part of that saying.
Well, they're all rich, so I mean, I guess they're because would you put Leonardo DiCaprio in there?
Not yet.
You don't think since he came out from What's Eating Gilbert Grape till now?
I mean, for every Leo, there's a Johnny Depp who looks like ass cheeks.
He was doing so good until the alcoholism got him. And then it just took over.
Was he doing that good, though?
He was looking all right.
When did he start wearing all the bangles and the, like, scarves and shit?
I feel like Pirates of the Caribbean did that to him.
He just thought he had a little Jack Sparrow in him.
I think we all have a little Jack Sparrow in us.
Don't we, though? I plunder on the weekends.
I plunder. Okay, well, in the spirit of us just going back and forth, mm-hmm. I got a few random questions.
Love to hear it.
Michael.
Yes?
If animals could talk, which one do you think would be the absolute rudest?
Everyday animals?
Or just any fucking animal. Like, you just think in your head, you're like, if that thing could talk, it'd be the rudest fucking thing that ever walked around.
Buffalo. Sea turtle.
Really?
One of those ones that live forever?
Uh-huh. Oh.
I feel like they're done with everything.
So they're just, like, so wise. Mm-hmm. They just look at you like you're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like lobsters live forever, too.
Do they?
I feel like they're almost, like, they almost can't be killed.
They're
jellyfish,
immortal?
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
So the only way you can take out these immortal animals is a hot pot and some rubber band.
That's all it takes.
Good for them. Yeah, they would be 100% assholes. They, like, fart and, like, wouldn't care and look at you and just not even give you the time of day, walk away during a conversation.
Sea turtles?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they'd swim away.
Barely. Look at you. So you said lobster? Or are you?
No. Okay. But I do, in that vein, I would say they'd be very... arrogant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They just be very, very arrogant.
Smug. Real French. Real French about it.
Lobsters and French just go together, and mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's the mustaches, I think.
There you go.
So anyway, I think it would probably be an ostrich.
Oh.
I think they'd just be so fucking rude.
Because of their necks, or?
Just the whole kit and caboodle. Like, okay. I think they'd be rude as hell. And maybe it's because, oh no, those are alpacas that spit on you.
Yeah.
They're just rude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know.
Like, no, they feel like they're better than you.
Ostriches?
An ostrich, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And then, like, meanwhile, their superpower is burying their heads, so I'm not really...
I mean, they can avoid a lot of nonsense.
Like what?
You caught me. I don't know.
I don't think they're dodging a single bullet.
Yeah, I was like, just because your head's underground doesn't mean your body is safe.
Your body is completely exposed. Okay, all right. Well, now, if you were arrested and your face was all over the news...
Mm-hmm.
What would your friends and family first think you were arrested for without knowing?
I feel like that's more of a question for you, right? Like, if I got arrested and you just saw my mugshot, what would you think I got picked up for? Because I know yours. You wouldn't be, like, not being, like, an asshole in, like, a store or something. It'd be one of those, you got arrested for, like a sit-in or something.
Yeah.
You get, like... like, mace with a Q-tip. Like, those, like, we don't have any mace. Like, just rub some shit in her eyes and cuff her. Like, that's what they would do to you. I don't feel like you're not very, like, you're not a problem starter, but...
That mugshot.
Like, you could see the beginning of pink eye just starting.
It's a big eye gunk.
It turned to the left. Stage left? Or, like...
My left or your left?
I'm just gonna look down.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like I would get arrested for something like that, too. And today I was at Quick Check.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, this guy in front of me, I'm still, even though we've been doing this for a year, I didn't notice that he didn't have his mask on.
Mm.
Until the cashier dude was like, hey, like, where's your mask? And he was like, dude, I'm vaccinated. That's what he said. That's what he said. And then he just paid for it. The cashier did not want to be bothered.
No.
And he already was standing up there, whatever. He was about to walk out in 2 seconds. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he had, like a safari hat on.
Of course.
He was a young guy. He had a safari hat on. He had, like, some sort of construction worker's T-shirt, construction jeans. And he had, like, this colored handkerchief hanging out of his back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is an outfit. You know what I mean? Like, this is a... He made some decisions this morning.
Laid it on the bed before he got dressed. Fucking tight.
He picked the safari outfit, I mean, mm-hmm. the safari hat. He has 3 different colors. And he went, this is really going to pop with the black.
So what? If you're vaccinated, I haven't heard this defense. You just think you're, like, elite now and you don't have to...
Right. They don't have to follow the social conduct rules anymore. And the state implemented...
Yes.
In the state of New Jersey, you still have to wear your mask anywhere you go.
They get that it's, I mean, I'm sure it's not, but like 95 or 2%, what, like protective? Like you can, like there's still a chance you can get it.
He can still give it to other people.
Yeah.
Right. That's the whole point is he's protected, but he could still carry it and give it to other people.
He's not even like.
I wonder how many places he's gone to and said
just
that.
Dropped it. And, like, they never said anything else after that.
And
so
they just, like, let him.
Good. Whatever. Just get out.
I think that's basically how people are probably treating him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, rather than start a commotion, just shuffle his ass out. But, yeah. So that made me think. Like, I wasn't going to say anything, and I wasn't going to start anything. But mm-hmm. I was, like, when I saw this question, I was, like, that guy. I could see myself going down for something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, Safari.
No, he walk
turn
outside.
Around.
Start your cigarette. And go, you know, we share this planet. then 5 minutes later, oh, I pay my taxes. I thought this was America.
I flicked the butt on the ground.
Yeah. Take me away. What took you so long? All right, so what am I getting arrested for?
All right, so you're going to get arrested for, I think, like, you and a guy in the parking lot are going to, like, fight over a spot, and I think it's gonna be mainly the other guy's fault, but they're gonna take you in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you're gonna go down for. Like, you guys are, like, opening each other's, like you're opening your door and hitting his car door, and then he gets pissed and opens his and, like, hits yours, and you guys are just, like, sitting there like two chicken wings.
Okay.
Hitting each other in a parking lot.
I appreciate it. Never escalates. Nothing too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it never escalates beyond that, but someone else calls the cops.
Mm-hmm. It's a black guy and another guy outside causing havoc.
Causing havoc. Just the sound of, like, the metal hitting each other, too, would be perfect. And I think that's probably what you'd go down for, yeah. Some really minor, but they're taking your ass in anyway.
I'm crying during my mugshot.
I hope you do.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and this is the last one.
Okay.
If you throw your cat outside, would it be considered kitty litter?
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
It's a question.
If you throw your cat outside, it is not considered kitty.
If you're disposing of the cat.
Oh, he's dead?
Well, no.
Oh.
You're just throwing it outside. The way you throw a candy wrapper.
Or a cat.
Or a cat.
Yes.
It's kitty litter, right?
I guess. By the weakest definition possible, it would be kitty litter, yes.
Excellent, fantastic. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you sneak these terrible jokes in every once in a while.
I saw that one. I couldn't resist. I was like, oh my God, it is kitty litter.
Oh my.
Okay, are we ready for the first submission?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Mike. Hi, Tabby. I wanted to get some advice on my overbearing dad. I'm 22 and still live at home. About a month ago, I got a tattoo and had been hiding it really good until I was leaving the shower in the morning and my dad was getting ready for work. He saw the tattoo on my shoulder and freaked out. Later that day, I went outside to get in my car and go to work and it was gone. I called my parents and my dad said I can get my car back once I get rid of my tattoo.
Damn.
I had to use a week off to work... to figure this out. Any suggestions?
Wow.
Thank you for your submission. Oh,
what
my God.
Penis. Dad's a dick.
Okay. Mike said it first. Dad's a dick.
And you agree.
I do agree. That's fucked up.
22. The only way I would even say you have a right to complain is if they're, like, short on money and they're just making bad choices with whatever money they have.
What, as a parent, you're saying?
Yeah, like, if your kid's, like, trying to, what, save up to get out of the house or something,
mm-hmm.
and then he's blow, like, $1,000 on, like, a back tattoo, okay, you're clearly not saving up to get out. You're just trying to have fun right now. And I'm all for that, but if you're focusing on something, then focus on it. Don't, like, half-ass it.
Okay, so with your son,
yes.
Let's say he's, like, 16, 17,
mm-hmm.
right? He goes somewhere, 18,
mm-hmm.
so this way he can get it done legally. But he's still living in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for his car, you're helping him out. He goes, he gets a tattoo, he hides it from you, you see it. Are you upset? Are you anything? He still lives under your roof, you're still basically taking care of him.
Probably not. I'd be fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be phased at all?
I'd be more annoyed that, like, oh, okay, that money you're spending on tattoos, you could, like, kick back to me and mom for, like, help taking care of your stuff, but, hey, live your life, I get it.
Is there a certain age where that changes for you?
Probably if you're, like, because 18, yeah, you're just... barely started your life.
Right.
If you're, like, 24, 25, I'm still paying your shit, and, like, you're not in school or anything, yeah, I get annoyed at that point.
I didn't even think about, like, older. I was thinking, like, younger. Like, what if like, your son was, like, 15, and he went and got a tattoo?
Oof.
From, like, a friend or something, too.
As long as it wasn't, like, stupid,
It probably is.
If it's like Snoopy sitting on top of his house or something on like his ass cheek, I'd be upset.
Even though it's on his ass cheek?
Yeah. If he was like, Dad, I wanted to get like a tribal tattoo up my arm.
Mm-hmm.
If he had the money, I'd take him.
So there's no, it doesn't matter to you at all that he's tattooing up his body then?
No.
Because it sounds like this our listener's parent is pissed that they put something on their body.
I mean, it's their body. I get it. It's
love
okay.
It.
Yeah.
Love it.
You?
Oh, no, no. I would be upset, like you said, if it was something stupid. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I mean, you've already done it. What can I do? It sucks because, like, what the dad is doing is, like, basically holding something over the listener's head.
Yeah.
So they took your car
mm-hmm.
until you, quote-unquote, get rid of your tattoo. Well, you can't get rid of it.
No, unless you get it taken off. I mean, I would just say, like, hey, you didn't even know I had it up until, like, I showed it to you by accident. So it's not going to affect anything. I don't know what, like, your actual problem is. Or I'll just get the fuck out of the house.
So would it make you upset if your son lied to you and you found it on accident? Or
yes.
He had some on his shoulder or something?
Yes.
Okay, so let's put ourselves in that perspective of the dad right
okay.
now. You're more upset. Would you react in such a way that you would punish your son because he kept it from you for, let's say, like 4 months?
Punish would be a strong word. I'd probably, whatever I was paying, I'm probably done paying it.
Ooh, okay.
I'd be like, listen, you got enough money to go get tattoos. You got enough money to pay for your car, okay? So you're,
damn.
Like, that's not a dick move, right?
Like, no. No, you're 100%
okay.
in the right, but that sucks. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Especially if, like, let's say his friend did do it for,
mm-hmm.
like, free or really, really cheap. That would suck.
Yeah, big man. Big man, okay.
So you can see where the dad is coming from then?
Slightly.
So you think if the dad, rather than taking the car and hiding it, instead just saying, like, I've taken you off of everything, I've taken you off the insurance,
either
and...
that or, like, now you're contributing to the house now. Since you have so much disposable income, you're paying rent now.
Okay, so you wouldn't actually put a punishment out. You would just expect something moving forward.
Yes.
Like, that's a fair compromise.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'm not going to take anything. That's just fucked up.
All right, listener. Well, then I think maybe if you have a conversation with your dad and say that moving forward you'll contribute more money or something, maybe that might shift the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Any closing advice for our listener?
Fuck. Can we just say move out? Is that too much?
I mean, it's a suggestion. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, just get out of there. I think your dad will come to terms with it later on once he realizes he's beating a penis.
I don't know if your dad has a significant other, but maybe try going up to them and being like, can you reason with this man?
Mm-hmm.
Please? This is not a big deal. I need my car.
Yeah, it's just, it feels
like
a face tattoo, hand tattoo.
Oh,
cool.
What if your son got a face tattoo?
Oh, that's the problem right there.
Why?
Because you're going to have to get a job eventually.
Yeah.
You can't have teardrops coming down the side of your face.
Let's say
as
he
a
gets
banker.
Like a word under like under his eye.
Like God saves underneath his left eye. I mean, the message is powerful.
He gets Lopez under his left eye.
Oh, Lisa. Rest in peace, girl.
Yes. Rest in power.
Oh, rest in power. Yeah, no, that's a no.
Really?
I'll pay for it to get it taken away.
Really? You know, it's like multiple sessions, too. I was watching laser removal.
Yeah.
You need at least, I think it was like 3 to 5 to fully get rid of it.
It's fascinating. It just like fries your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. So it has to do like multiple layers.
Oh, that's
to
fine.
Get rid of it.
I mean,
oh, that's fine.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he'll do that.
It's going to look different on his face though.
Yeah.
Like his skin's not going to look the same. It's going to look like scarred.
You're going to have to wear makeup then. Hey, this
wow.
is, yeah.
All right, listener. Well, good luck. We hope you get your car back. Are we ready for the next submission?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Hey, YNBF. A best friend recently confessed that she uninvited one of our friends from her wedding. A few weeks back, we all got together and had a few drinks. Someone suggested we play Monopoly. 2 hours later, these two girls were about to fight over nonsense. After the incident, she waited a few days and texted the other girl that some changes had to be made and she couldn't accommodate her and her date to the wedding anymore.
Aww.
So petty and so funny. Thank you for your submission.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Monopoly ruins lives.
Have you ever played it with friends?
Oh, yes. It's one of the only board games that I will actively play with people.
Really?
Yes. I hate everything. I hate board games. You play, like, Long, Risk, or Settlers of Catan, or anything like that, and I will fucking leave the room. I'll go play with the other kids. I don't care.
But Monopoly takes like 2 hours.
Monopoly is just so straightforward. I don't want to read and like collect resources and like, like I don't want to do any of that. I just want something straight, simple, under like I can understand it already. I get it.
So like life.
Life still has choices and shit. Life is hard.
Well, Monopoly too. I mean, you have to choose whether to buy the property and.
No, it's always you buy the property. You don't buy the railroads.
So you're one of those people. I got you.
Yeah, you're not.
No. See, there's different types of people who play Monopoly. There's people who, as soon as they land on something, they buy every single thing until they're dead broke.
Yes.
And then there's people who play more strategically, and they buy the railroads, and they get all four, and they start making trades and deals.
Fuck
and...
the railroads.
Understood.
Can you name me all four right now?
Oh, no.
I'll totally... Okay.
When I was growing up, I didn't play Monopoly. I played Dogopoly. Hard.
All
right.
I don't even know what that is. And
it was Monopoly, but with dogs. So they had all dog breeds.
No.
Instead of 100%.
This isn't real.
No, I'm telling you, 100% it is. And both of my brothers will vouch for this. We grew up playing Dogopoly. And the two of them used to fight over, like, Boxer. Oh. Okay? They'd be making, like, crazy trades to get Boxer. Me, I went for Shelty. I believe the boardwalk was a Great Dane.
Okay, so it was Monopoly, but the board was dogs?
Yes. It was Monopoly, but it was Dogopoly. So instead of all the names of the streets or whatever, they had dogs.
And the pieces were breeds. Also dogs?
No, I think it was like...
Probably a water dish.
Yeah,
leash.
That's exactly it. You got okay. it. Yep, shit like that. And it was exactly the same principle, but it was just dogs instead of boardwalk and all that crap. And it was a good time.
What kind of broke off-brand shit do the people buy
Catopoly,
you?
They had Catopoly. They had all different types. They had, like, Beatles Monopoly. They had...
I promise you that 8 out of 10 people that listen to this will have no idea what you're talking about.
And that might be fair. You know, that's fine. It was a good old time, though.
Did you find it? You went out and looked for it?
No, I was a kid. I got it as a gift. Because we were always playing board games outside. So... I don't know. And I think they were given, like, Beatles Monopoly, but I don't think we were allowed to play that one.
Yeah, because of the drugs?
No.
Oh. Sorry. Well, okay.
Collector's edition.
Why do you go outside to play board games?
And, you know, and that was a big issue, because the shit used to fly away all the time. We'd have to have everything stacked underneath the things. Well, because we were kids. Like, we didn't want to be inside, and our parents didn't want us inside either.
Yeah, go outside and play. Okay.
That's it.
And go sit on the steps and play a board game for 5 hours?
And then it took a few years to realize that one of my brothers was, like, stealing from the bank when he was the banker every time.
Every time?
Every time. And I mean every time.
Okay.
So, and that would happen.
So you have to pre-steal if you're going to steal.
What do you mean?
You have to kind of know you're going to play Monopoly and take, like, $2,000 before you even start playing.
Oh, like, and just keep it in your pocket?
Yes.
Wow.
And slowly integrate it into the game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some next level type shit.
He used to get found out when it would, like, become time for, like, to hand in the ones, because all the ones, like, the 100s would be gone.
Yeah.
And we're like, we need to get rid of 500s and stuff, and then suddenly all the 500s would be gone.
Oh, he, greedy.
And we're like, where's all the money? It's like big stacks.
Yeah.
His side of the board is, like, completely elevated. It's like, not a clue.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. Okay, either way, have you ever had friendships end? Would this be enough if you got into an argument with someone, since this is the one board game you play?
Not friendship ends, but there's been arguments.
Like, elaborate a little bit.
Oh, like, you can't do that, like, where's the money that went to like, get out of jail free and stuff, or free parking?
Oh.
If you land on free parking, get the money? You guys play that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to.
Like, where's that money? Like, you can't give him a pass. Like, you know, that was the thing. Like, oh, I like you. Don't worry. You don't have to pay rent this time. You can maybe next time.
That's true. There should be no passes.
Yes.
No matter what. That's you landed on it,
yeah,
you pay.
Exactly. I don't care who you are. I don't care if I'm married to you. Like, pay up.
At least at the barest of minimum, you have to give me a piece of your property.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give me one of your cards.
Yeah.
Did you used to do trades? Did you allow that?
Yeah, trades, but only on your time.
Yes. It had to be one of the two who used turns.
Yes, but people abuse that. They just took, like, a half an hour for their turn to work out trades with everybody.
Yeah, which... fair.
And well, what do? We also implemented a rule that outside people, outside the trade, couldn't comment on it. And if you did, you got to put $100 on the board.
Ooh.
Because they used to be like, don't take that deal, you fucking idiot. And it's like, shut the fuck up. I'm working here. And then every once in a while, you see a $100 bill fly in the thing. It's like, that's a stupid deal. Don't take it. It was worth it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That makes it worth it. To have to give up $100
exactly.
to give your opinion. That's good. I like that.
Oh, but yeah. Oh, man. So petty. One, two of my friends, like, stopped being friends because of
really?
Mario Party.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I can understand that. Yeah. That's something that hits close to home for me.
Mario Party?
Mario Party, Mario Kart. Both of those are friendship terminators.
Yeah.
That can happen. There are no friends in Mario Kart.
Oh, well, of course not. No.
I'm dropping shells right in your fucking... I'm swerving in front of you. I'm swerving in front of you. I'm smacking you with a banana peel. And I'm off. I'm gone. We done.
Never see me again.
Yeah, what was it? Until the
second lap. It was at the end of the game. The one guy clearly won. But the other guy kept getting, like, charity stars at the end. Like, most fun and shit.
You can turn those off.
No, but you can't. You can't turn those off.
Yeah, you can.
We're not going to.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Right. You was right. Okay.
So then, like, he was sitting there because he had just lost. And he was like, of course you get handed everything. You get handed everything in life.
Ooh.
And the guy was like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, you just looking for handouts. Look, you won this game because you just got it handed to you. Congratulations. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, it got real personal real quick.
So they both had some like, underlying
don't
issue
we all, though?
With one another. I don't know.
Really, like, right now, if we just stopped being friends,
yeah,
I would yell at you and say the most mean, hateful things I could think of.
But do you know, like, that you're going to, like, in that moment, did they know they were about to stop being friends?
Oh, no.
Right, so that's like, what
we
I
just
mean.
Went to 7-Eleven before, and we were flying high.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this guy, he took some cuts. Like, this had been sitting inside of him for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I think the guy worked at a shoe store, and he called him Al Bundy. It was just, like, it was pretty intense.
Words were set that couldn't be taken back.
Yeah, really.
That's what happened.
You can't watch a movie with the guy next, like, tomorrow. It's over.
Oh, damn. So they really aren't friends anymore?
Yeah.
They never reconciled.
I don't think it was because of that. I think it just, like, after they stopped talking, it was like, eh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Games, man. Games. But, yeah. Would you kick somebody from a wedding invitation?
I feel like when you say because of a game of Monopoly, it feels so petty. But at the end of the day, if you don't want somebody at your wedding and you feel like the friendship is over, you have every right to uninvite them.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. And it's petty, but I guess you just can't care what people think because it's your wedding. So
very true.
Or your party or whatever the situation is.
So you and your friend just had a quick spat, maybe last like 2 weeks, but in those 2 weeks, there was a party at your house.
Mm-hmm.
They were already invited. You're going to text them like, listen, I don't think you should come to the party?
If I knew for sure we weren't going to, or I had no interest in being their friend anymore, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I thought we were going to maybe even hash it out at the party, like not in like a negative way, but in more of a like, this party's going to do us some good.
Okay.
Then I'd probably still keep them, I would keep the invitation open.
Okay.
What would you do?
I would just, even if I didn't think we were going to be friends again, I'd still just I wouldn't take the invitation away.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that they were understanding enough just to not show up. That's all.
And if they do?
If they do, then whatever. I just ignore them.
That's a humble, noble thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, you can't take all the pressure yourself. Like, they should feel awkward to go to your house after the fight.
But see, now, if you were them, couldn't you say, well, if they didn't want me there, they would have told me not to come?
Yeah, I feel like you as the, I guess, the person having the wedding, you have all the power. You could take it away, but I want you to, like, sit there and go back and forth in your head, what should I do? I feel like that's more punishment than me just saying, don't come. You sitting there going, well, we did have a fight, but we are friends, but I don't know how, like, are we really that good of friends? Should I just go? Do I go and sit in the back? Do I just not show up at all? Do I just go to a reception? Like, that's what I want you to have to do.
See, if I was a friend, I'd be like, well, unless the invitation was taken off the table, I'm still going to go.
Even though if you felt awkward, you'd still go?
Unless we had, like, a huge, big blowout, then I probably wouldn't go.
Okay.
Like, if it was, like, a big-ass blowout, which is kind of what it sounds like from our listener. They got into a big argument. There's a lot of things you could do, but clearly this listener's friend wasn't playing any fucking games.
Mm-hmm.
She was done. She cut her off. She said, you're not coming to the wedding. And that's fair.
Yeah, that friendship was barely hanging on, it seems like.
Clearly.
Yeah.
If a game of Monopoly and a few words could destroy it.
But, yeah, Monopoly does end friendships. I've heard that multiple times.
It makes me nervous to want to, like, suggest it during, like, a group hangout.
I feel like it's a good drinking game because it's very, like, mindless.
That's true. I just don't want it going on for, like, 3 hours. But I guess...
It will. Like, hey, it's your turn. Oh, yeah, okay.
Right, and it's like, where's the other dice?
Yeah, then... like, I'll buy it. Like, I own it already. Oh, look at you, greedy.
All right, well, do you have any closing words for our listener?
I guess just, I saw.
Sorry, everyone, there was a deer.
Yeah, and we see it. I don't know. I guess just, fuck it. I mean, do whatever you want. Invite somebody, don't invite somebody, take it back. It's your wedding. You only get one, ideally. So, yeah. Don't feel bad. It's fucking hilarious. Let your friend know that they did the right thing. I guess, right? Ooh.
There's another deer, everyone.
Oh, is there? Oh.
Yeah, the second one. Little party going on.
Let your friend... We're talking to the friend of the friend.
Yes, this is our listener is the friend of the two friends who argued, and one of them happened to be getting married.
Okay.
And they pulled their invitation off the table. So really, as a friend, you could just support both sides of the party.
Yeah.
And maybe bring her home something from the wedding.
Oh.
Here's a slice of cake.
No, not the cake.
And here's one of the things that were on the table.
God. Oh, mm-hmm. The centerpieces?
Yeah.
Those are stupid. Why do people take those? And they put them on the kitchen table and just leave them there until they throw them away?
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
No. I mean, have you been to a wedding where the food was just spectacular? Not just good.
Spectacular?
Not good, but like, you left there going, I am content.
No.
Okay.
No.
Never?
Never.
Why?
I don't know. The food's never wowing.
And even if it's okay, it's never enough.
Well, that's true. Yeah, your plate is never enough. That's why you got to really fill up on hors d'oeuvre hour.
Yeah.
I've been to some good hors d'oeuvre hours.
I have too, but then you feel weird, like, going back to the roast beef station 3 times.
I don't feel weird.
Plus, they give you small plates. You can't really get after it.
Yep. That's on purpose. So you got to go up there 4 times.
And hoping that you're too embarrassed to do so?
Yeah.
So yeah, wedding's cool. That's my advice.
Excellent advice.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, everyone. Well, that's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we just want to take a moment to thank Gamma Gator Productions, the Irish Tech Society. And we just want to take a moment to thank all the podcasters still making podcasts, all the protesters, all the frontline workers, all the everybodies everywhere doing everything. We love you. We support you. And we will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.